Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we were talking the other day. It seems like you and I have gotten a great deal out of success from being careful to map out the process when we're bringing along a new client or prospective client. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, people like to know where they're at and what's about to come. They like spoilers. So I know that when we're doing a show concept meeting with somebody, what we like to do is try to go down that list. We know what the list is ahead of time, what should be as part of a show concept meeting. And we like to get as much of that list checked off before we're done with that meeting. So we want to make sure that we got a name. We want to make sure we have an idea of who the ideal guests are, who the prospect is, who the power partners are, who the kind of micro celebrities and influencers are. We like to get a show day and time. We want to make sure all of those things are accomplished in the sales meeting. So at the end, we can send them a note back with where they're at in the process of having a show. When you can go down the list. And so why don't you share exactly how you do that note? Like, what are some of the elements in that note when you're recapping that sales meeting?
Well, yeah, what I love about that process, the way that is designed, is like you say, to let them know exactly where we are in the process. But another key point of it with respect to our serve sales process is you're almost there, right? We're just one or two little small steps away from locking and loading this thing and putting the wheels in motion. But no, you hit the high points in a way that I like to characterize these things in the note. For example, show concept, I will characterize that as approved. The time slot established, you know, like use a verb that says, look, this is done. So it's not always done. But it's other verbs that indicate done. Done. And then at the end of the list, there's one last little thing, you know, like confirm. And then, of course, you know, we've said it before, and everyone on this that's listening to this knows what a big believer I am in establishing a very specific confirmed release date. But the key to it, like you say, let them know where they are in the process. And at least in our situation, you know, you're 98.7% there. There's just this one or two extra little steps left to go.